بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ان الله تعالى يغار وغيره الله تعالى ان ياتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه متفق عليه ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verily Allah Ta'ala has ghairat. And it is part of Allah Ta'ala's ghairat, or it is against Allah's ghairat that a person should carry out that which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prohibited and made haram. This word ghairat is one of the words which generally the scholars tell us it is impossible to find an equivalent or correct translation, particularly in the English language. We hear this term quite often in Urdu also, the ghairat of a person. We can understand its meaning more from by way of an example. Those that have attempted to translate it, we find translations like self-respect or sense of honor. There was one incident. One Sahabi named Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an Ansari Sahabi. This incident is mentioned in Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi's Hayat al-Sahaba, from which we can get an idea what this word ghairat means. The Sahabi passed a comment that لو رأيت رجلا مع إمراتي لضربته بالسيف غير مصفح. He said, if I saw a strange man near my wife or with my wife, then I would not hesitate to take my sword out and behead that person. I will not tolerate that my wife should fraternize or even be seen with a strange man. فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This particular comment of Sa'd bin Ubadah reached Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم commented on this and he said, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ غَيْرَةِ سَعْد. Are you people surprised at the ghairat of Sa'd? In other words, his sense of self-respect, his sense of dignity, his sense of honor would not allow that he could even consider that a strange man should go near his wife. Nowadays, we regard it as part of culture and society that people have to introduce their wives to their friends. We find functions and parties taking place in the homes of Muslims where men and women sit together on the same table and they partake and they share. When it is advised that Islam does not advocate such things, Islam advocates a very high level of haya and shame and dignity. Men should be separate, women should be separate. People pass comments, how can I insult my friend by separating my wife from him? And more often than not, we find problems happening afterwards. We are the ones that plant the seeds and then we regret the repercussions of that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are you surprised at the ghairat of Sa'd? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are you surprised at the ghairat of Sa'd? Ana aghyaru minhu. I have more ghairat than he has. I, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have more ghairat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wallahu aghyaru minni. And Allah has more ghairat than I have. Wa min ajli ghairati Allah haramallahu al-fawahish ma dhahra minha wa ma batan. And it is because of Allah's ghairat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram every form of shamelessness, fawahish. Ma dhahra minha wa ma batan, that which is apparent and that which is concealed. One hadith it comes, al-imanu wal-hayau quranau, al-hayau wal-imanu quranau jami'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, haya, shame, and iman, these are two inseparable entities. Idha rufi ahaduma rufi al-akhar. If there is no haya and shame, then there is no iman. So we find that this is an important part of the character development of a Muslim, to develop the sense of honor, the sense of ghairat, particularly when it comes to our masturat, when it comes to our women folk, that they should not be mixing with others, etc. Unfortunately, we are living in a culture where haya and shame has become an unknown entity. It's like hidden away in some cave. Every home, particularly because of that shaitan box, behayai, shamelessness, zina, mixing, intermingling of men and women, this has become the norm. This is something that society is advocating. And unfortunately, many Muslims are trying to adulterate and alter Islam to allow this type of thinking. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah has ghairat. And normally, we won't take a literal meaning to this. Allah's ghairat is not like mine and your ghairat. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ There are no comparisons with Allah. This is for our understanding. That Allah has ghairat. And it is part of Allah's ghairat that you go close to that which Allah made haram. Particularly those gunas and those sins which have to do with shamelessness. One riwayat it comes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا أَحَدٌ أَغْيَرْ مِنَ اللَّهِ There is no one that has more ghairat than Allah. Particularly that someone, a slave of Allah, male or female, should commit zina. This is why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, when it comes to zina, Allah protect us from such an act. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا Don't even go close to zina. Don't even go close to adultery. In other words, don't look at that which Allah prohibited you. Don't get involved in conversations which Allah Ta'ala prohibited you from. Anything that takes you close to zina, that also Shariat has made haram. What is interesting, my respected brothers, we find that when Allah Ta'ala refers to zina in the Quran, Allah uses the word fahisha. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا That it is an act of shamelessness. In other words, this is one act of many other acts of shamelessness. But when it comes to the amal, or to the practice of the nation of Lut alayhi salam, there, what is the expression of Quran? Allah Ta'ala says, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَا مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَا Are you people carrying out an act of shamelessness that no other nation before you carried out? This is a nuance of the Arabic language. Here, when Allah refers to this amal of Lut alayhi salam's nation, Allah uses the word al-fahisha. Zina is one act of shamelessness. Here, al-fahisha, it means this is the height of shamelessness. This is the height of shamelessness. And this is why we find that Allah's rope, Allah's allowance for shamelessness is very, very short. Amongst the azab and punishment of Allah which befell the nations of the past, the worst type of azab and punishment befell the nation of Lut alayhi salam. In fact, ulama mentioned that at one time, five different azabs befell this nation. First was earthquake, then was the scream of the angels, then was the raining down of stones upon this nation. Then fatamasna ayunahum, their faces were disfigured. And fifthly, فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْضُودٍ مُّسَوَّمَةً عِندَ رَبِّكَ وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ Allah says, we upended the earth. The area of the azab of the nation of Lut alayhi salam is called Ghor. Ghor means to sink into the earth 300 meters into the depths of this earth, that there is like a valley. Why? Because this whole piece of earth was upended and turned over. So five different types of azab befell this nation. Why? Because of the guna they were involved in is the height of shamelessness. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah has ghairat. It is part of Allah's ghairat that you should do things which Allah has made haram, particularly aspects of shamelessness. Likewise, other sins also. Any command of Allah that is broken, any act of haram, this is against Allah's ghairat, and it should be developed in a mu'min also, the sense of dignity and honor that causes us to stay away from Allah's disobedience. Allah give us tawfiq.